Chapter 16. It is an unconscious concession that harmless lies are not criminal. It is a confession that you constantly make that discrimination. For instance, you declined old Mrs. Foster's invitation last week to meet those odious Higbys at supper in a polite note in which you expressed regret and said you were very sorry you could not go. It was a lie. It was as unmitigated a lie as was ever uttered. Deny it, Hester, with another lie. Hester replied with a toss of her head. That will not do. Answer. Was it a lie, or wasn't it? The color stole into the cheeks of both women, and with a struggle and an effort they got out their confession. It was a lie. Good, the reform is beginning. There is hope for you yet. You will not tell a lie to save your dearest friend's soul, but you will spew out one without a scruple to save yourself the discomfort of telling an unpleasant truth. He rose. Hester, speaking for both, said, coldly, we have lied. We perceive it. It will occur no more. To lie is a sin. We shall never tell another one of any kind whatsoever, even lies of courtesy or benevolence, to save anyone a pang or a sorrow decreed for him by God. Ah, how soon you will fall. In fact, you have fallen already, for what you have just uttered is a lie. Goodbye. Reform. One of you go to the sick room now. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.